Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This evening, President Obama will unveil his exit strategy from what's now America's longest war, Afghanistan. It currently costs us $10 billion a month. Drafts of the president's speech that have been released don't have specific withdrawal numbers in them, so at this point we're still guessing. Joined this morning by Leslie Gelb, past president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Leslie, first of all, what's your sense of exactly what strategy the president will lay out?
Well, I don't know that he'll lay out a new strategy. I think basically what he's going to do is talk about withdrawal numbers. And from what I learned over 2 weeks ago, he is going to take out all of the 30,000 troops, the surge troops, that he put in at the end of 2009. But he will take them out over a 12 to 18-month period, with only a few being taken out soon, maybe 3,000, 5,000, 10, and the bulk of them to be taken out after 12 or 18 months. So even after that period, Celeste, even after 12 to 18 months, taking out all 30,000, we still will have 70,000 troops remaining.
We're speaking with Leslie Gelb, past president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Leslie, I mean, when it's taken a year and a half just to take out the extra troops that we put in on top of the troops that were already there, many people are calling this the beginning of the end of that war. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
Well, that war is going to go on long beyond our departure. The Afghans have been fighting among themselves forever. So it's the beginning of the end of large combat operations by the United States. But as I said, we'll still have 70,000 troops there by the end of 2012. And these troops are pledged right now to be there, most of them, until the beginning of 2015. That was the NATO communique.
And we can read your reporting on the piece you did for the Daily Beast. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm just wondering.
Good talking to you, John.
I'm just wondering, if thinking back to the Vietnam era, when President Nixon announced that the war was winding down, he used Vietnamization as various sorts of failed and discredited kinds of descriptions of what was going on there. The profile of Vietnam seemed to fade politically. And we've certainly seen that in Iraq, that that war is sort of off the front burner, even though there are troops there and there is combat going on. I'm wondering if with this speech, if Afghanistan is suddenly off the table politically for the 2012 election in the same way that Vietnam and Iraq sort of faded from memory.
That's certainly what the White House is hoping. But frankly, I don't think the Afghan war today will be treated politically the same way the Vietnam War was treated in the early 1970s. When Nixon was taking out those troops and people saw we were coming out, they were content with the pace because our economy was not falling apart. Now the discontent is less about the size of our footprint in Afghanistan and much more about the fact that we seem to be spending more of our critical money in Afghanistan than here at home.
We're speaking with Leslie Gelb, past president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Les, you know, there's so much argument going on, and they range from get them all out immediately to the general saying we need all of these troops or we're going to lose the ground that we've gained against the Taliban. And I'm wondering if what you think about the president's strategy, which seems to be kind of straddling that middle line, pulling some of them out, leaving some of them in, not entirely bowing to either opinion.
Well, I think that's been his style on national security policy all along. He tries to please the military and the conservatives on the one side by making the initial cuts small, and he tries to please his Democratic supporters and his growing number of opponents on the Republican side by saying, hey, but we're taking out 30,000 in total. So he is trying to walk both lines.
Let's, Gelb, I took some sort of heat in the right-wing blogosphere over a comment I made with our colleague Christine Fair over at Georgetown, that the Taliban maybe isn't the enemy of the United States, even though they don't like the forces inside Afghanistan. I'm a little unclear. Who is the enemy in Afghanistan? Is it al-Qaeda? Is it the Taliban? And what would justify our sticking around?
Right. Well, that's really the key question that gets lost in the political wash. We went in there to punish al-Qaeda for attacking the United States in 9/11. And we went in there to punish the Taliban for giving a safe haven to al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is pretty much destroyed. We think, that is our intelligence thinks, maybe there are at most 100 of these guys running around that country now. You can never get rid of them all. And it's not clear what the relationship is between the Taliban and al-Qaeda. And it is not clear that the Taliban aren't just interested in doing their terrible things to their fellow Afghans and leaving us alone. To answer your question very directly, I think that Americans are now asking the right question, namely, do we have any vital interest in that country when Afghanistan, even if it harbors some terrorists, doesn't harbor as many as there are now in Somalia and Yemen and Jersey City or wherever?
Well, Les Gelb, what do you make of Lindsey Graham's argument, then, that if we leave Afghanistan now, what he calls prematurely, then the Taliban will punish terrorists and extremists, will punish those who helped us, the moderates in Afghanistan, and it will further destabilize Pakistan? What do you make of that?
Well, there's certainly going to be fighting between the Taliban and the people who supported us. We will supply arms and training to the people alongside whom we fought these years. We're not going to abandon them. But it's up to them to fight for their own freedom. Now, look, Lindsey Graham always leaves out one fact to this. We think that there is somewhere between 20,000 and 40,000 Taliban. That's the max, 40,000. And supposedly there are millions on our side. So where are they? At some point, those millions have to step up and fight for their freedom against the 40,000 Taliban. We can't stay there forever and do it.
That's the Gelb, past president of the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about the president's speech tonight in which he'll lay out his strategy for pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Les, thank you so much.
Pleasure. See you.